cover your tracks and be careful whom you trust, because this week's discovery follows a woman whose past has come back to haunt her. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. It's important to have people around you that you can trust. People who care about you, support you, and always have your back. But when a wife and mother moves to a new city and comes under attack in Aggie Bloom Thompson's I Don't Forgive You, she finds that she has no one to trust. The story follows this wife and mother on a quest to clear her name after she's been framed for murder. One night, at a neighborhood party, Allie Ross is approached by a too-friendly dad named Rob, whose flirting takes a dark turn. When he's found dead the next morning, Allie suddenly finds herself under suspicion. The evidence points to a Tinder account and a Facebook account, neither of which Allie created. And as the police seem to get closer and closer to making an arrest, Allie races to figure out who's impersonating her online and why. Allie's world starts crumbling around her as the suburban gossip builds. She already felt like an outsider in this picture-perfect town, but when the police show up at her home and the neighbors start talking about what really happened between Allie and Rob, she goes from being an outsider to being an outcast. Her friends and neighbors act strangely around her. Her reputation as an up-and-coming photographer is at risk, and even her husband begins to question her mental stability. Suddenly, Allie stands to lose everything that matters. The author crafts the story in a way that keeps adding one new complication, one new betrayal, on top of another, until readers will be entirely caught up in Allie's experiences, and they'll have the same panicked, paranoid, almost claustrophobic feelings right along with her. Everyone around Allie seems just a little suspicious, and as more of Allie's past comes to light, the tension and suspense only grow. And the pieces start to come together, until it all comes crashing down in the end. But is it worth following the fight to clear Allie's name? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. This isn't the kind of book that will help you relax and unwind at the end of the day. Instead, it's the kind that will keep you reading, heart-pounding, holding your breath, as Allie fights to prove her innocence. But while it's not a relaxing read, readers will definitely get caught up in the action and suspense of the story. Each of this week's Shelf Discovery, I Don't Forgive You by Aggie Bloom Thompson, is 342 gripping pages long and is available from Forge. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.